our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
This is going to be a short episode.
Well, shorter. Short. Maybe like half an hour. It's not that much shorter.
We're only going to do a short episode. It's going to be 13 seconds long.
Well,
thanks for listening to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
We're done. We missed that.
It's over.
No. It does have to be shorter though because of fucking leap year. It's the leap year's fault.
Yeah, blame it on the year.
It is because February ends on a Tuesday this year. Like, because there's 29 days, it's supposed to just end on Sunday, the 28th, but it's like, nah, let's do another day.
I don't think it's the leap year's fault. It's just like the people who made the calendar.
Yeah.
They're like, there's an extra quarter day every 4
years.
Well,
it's like the sun's fault.
Yeah, blame it on the sun.
Fault. It's astronomers' fault.
Blame it on the universe. Ugh, how dare they make
us... How dare they?
I mean, we could always just record it on Tuesday.
No.
Wouldn't that work?
No. We could release it on Tuesday, but then we're eating into Marches. Right? It's never going to even out. We just had a couple really long podcasts this month.
Yeah.
Our last week's podcast was the best podcast that we ever did, I think.
I didn't listen to it. I thought it was pretty good.
It might not.
If you haven't listened to last week, if this is your first episode of the Adam and Holly podcast,
how did you get here? Stop, on this episode?
Yeah,
how did
you get here? And go listen to the last one. It's
listen
called
to
the business.
Maybe some other episodes.
It's called
this
it's
one.
Called the business, and it's pretty good.
No, you know what? If this is your first podcast with us, don't listen to that one first.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't understand it.
And it's gonna be
you wouldn't understand it. It's too much for you, for your feeble minds.
No, but it's also, you know, it doesn't give the best first impression of us.
Oh, really? Are we bad people?
No, it's just,
What are you doing?
I'm moving this.
Why?
Because it's gonna buzz. And
Holly's moving our giant pile of spaghetti.
We're making spaghetti for dinner.
We're making spaghetti for a month of dinners.
Yeah. It's literally an entire Dutch oven full of spaghetti. But our front right burner buzzes, like the element, like when it's heating, you know, I don't know if you know how an oven works. I figured this out after this started happening. Like it sends electricity through every once in a while to warm it up. And it buzzes when it does that. And it's super annoying, especially when there's something really heavy on the burner.
My eyes are burning.
It's because I chopped some tomatoes. Especially when there's something really heavy on the burner. So I didn't want that to happen for the next like hour and a half while the spaghetti sauce cooks. So I moved it to the back left burner, which is a brand new burner.
We have a busy day ahead of us.
Do we have a busy day
ahead
of us?
Yeah, we got all kinds of shit to do.
Like what?
Like financial business.
Oh yeah, we're like doing stuff.
Yeah,
guys, we're taking back our money.
We decided that we're too poor and now we're going through steps to fix that.
It's not that we're poor, it's that we didn't budget our money or do anything with it for a long time because we actually didn't really need to. Like, we were kind of spending more or less the same amount of money that we were making, but then you switched jobs and we switched some other stuff and suddenly we were losing money every month.
Yeah, so we're trying to take
we're trying to be more
financial
conscious.
Situation back so we don't have negative money.
Because we spend, I mean, before we even get to bills or anything, every month half our money is gone from debt obligations. So
yeah, and then rent.
Rough. And then rent is like another quarter of our money almost. So 3/4 of our money is spoken for before we even get to like bills or food or anything.
Yeah, and that's awkward.
It's real awkward. So we're working on that. So the rest of the night is going to be us like looking at tax forms and stuff, which no bueno.
But we did, you found the cool budget site, the mint.com.
I've known about it. I tried to start it once when I was in college, but it turned out that like...
You weren't ready for it?
I didn't have any income. My only income was student loans, and so it didn't
that was income?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's yes, it was. Don't look like that. That's very common because it's hard to maintain having a job and having school at the same time, and I like, didn't have transportation. Mm. I didn't have a way to get a job.
Oh, you weren't allowed to leave school or something, right?
No, it wasn't necessarily that. I could leave. Like, on Concordia's campus, I just wasn't allowed to live anywhere else for the first 2 years. Like,
I thought you weren't allowed to leave.
No, you had to live. It just happened that I didn't leave because I didn't have a car for a lot of the time. Mm. Technically, I had a car, but my sister had the car, and she didn't live on campus because she was no longer going to school there. Mm. So she just took ownership of the car. So until I got a car halfway through my second year of college, I didn't really have a way to get transportation off campus. Mm. I did have two jobs while I worked at Concordia. My first job was I washed dishes.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I quit because it was like 8 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's not my kind of time.
No.
So I quit that job. And then I had a job calling people for donations.
Oh, yeah. They call you.
They try to pretend that that's a decent job. Like, that's a good job to have, and, like, it's not that bad, and then it pays fine, and I guess it paid okay. It was, like, $9 an hour or something, but it was not a good job to have. No. Don't have that job.
No.
Don't have that job.
I won't ever have that
job. They're all like, you can do so much, and you can
One of my jobs once was I had to call people and make them go to a, what do they call it? Like, what do they go to, like, a banquet hall in a hotel.
Oh,
and
no.
And then they, like, do a pitch.
You did, like, timeshare
stuff. Timeshare stuff, yeah.
Oh,
I had
no.
I had to do that. But I got $8 every time someone showed up.
You know that's,
in addition,
like,
to my
paycheck.
You know
they're, like, a scam, right?
And then I got $16 if they actually signed up for it.
Oh, that's a waste of money. They should have paid you more for that. Timeshares are a joke.
Well, we just had a big list of phone numbers.
Yeah.
And my mom was actually the boss at that when I was working there.
No, I would never do that.
She
I could,
like,
never do that.
She sat in the front of the room and everybody else just made phone calls.
I could never, ever do that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, huh.
I'm going to try to never have an outbound call sort of job ever again.
Yeah, that's the worst.
They're the worst.
They're the literal
like,
worst.
Like, if you can't get another job, they're a job. Mm-hmm. But they are soul-sucking.
That's real bad because nobody wants to ever talk
Nobody
to you.
Ever wants to talk to you because has your phone ever rang and it's a number you don't know and you're like, oh, what an opportunity. No.
There was one of the Chuck Palahniuk books was Damned, I think. Was that the one? Where it was like a girl who died and went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And like the job they had was they had new outbound calls to people.
The worst thing I can think of.
I know. That's hell right there.
That's pretty bad.
That's what they had to do. So they were outsourced. Like the job was
that's
outsourced
terrible.
To hell. Because they're the only people that can do it.
I don't like it.
But yeah, I did that for like a credit card, like trying to get people to sign up for credit cards. My friend Mike did that for a while too, and he was like the best one.
Really?
He was like in the whole building, he was the best one.
Really? Was he just like a smooth talker?
I guess.
Is he just like, you need this credit card?
You need it. He just had a better number than anybody else.
Weird.
He gave more people debt than anybody else I know.
What a terrible job. What a terrible thing to do to people.
Yeah, I didn't do that for very long. A lot of my jobs I didn't do for very long
because
I decided that they sucked and I wanted to do something different.
All right, so I had an idea for a thing we could do this evening. This is building on our hard-hitting questions that we've been doing.
Okay.
So I was reading a thread on Reddit today about like awkward first dates or like bad first dates. And a lot of people were just like, we just didn't have anything to talk about. So I was like, we should answer all the questions. Like, there's lists of questions of things you're supposed to talk about on a first date. And I figured we should just do that.
Okay.
Now that we've been together for like 5 years.
Tell me about the thing.
All right. So this is a list of 40 questions. We're not going to get through it.
We'll pick and choose.
We're
going to
do all of them. We just won't get through them. Okay. Number one, what do you do and how long have you been doing it?
What do? I play Magic.
No, like as a job.
Oh, it doesn't... No, you can't ask people that.
Yes, you can.
No, you're not supposed to.
Yes, you can.
No, that's
you
the
absolutely
that's
can
the
ask
job them. That everybody asks and nobody cares.
Yes, these are all that question. We're answering them anyway. That's the segment.
Oh. What do I do?
Yeah. What's your job and how long have you been doing it?
This is what do I do? Not
Come on. Can you not pick every question apart? This is not going to be fun if you do that. We are
my,
on a podcast
my
right
job
now.
Is I'm a
lot. Can you not be ornery?
I just wanted to answer the question in my own way.
Yeah, well,
because if
I don't
someone
like
asked
when
me that,
that,
I want to answer it like I would be asked
okay,
it on a date.
Okay, but if you were on a date and someone said, "What do? You know they don't mean what you do as a hobby.
Yeah, but that's what my answer would be.
Well, then nobody's going to like you.
Well, they usually don't.
That's not true. You're a nice person.
There you go.
You're a good person.
They will understand.
Can you answer the spirit of the question, please? We're going to spend half this podcast arguing about these dumb questions, and I don't want to do that. Can you please just answer the question the way it's
Start over.
What do you do, and how long have you been doing it?
I'm a locksmith, and I've been doing it for 5 months.
Well, that sounds very interesting. What do you do as a locksmith?
I pick locks.
That's not as interesting as I thought it was going to be.
I open cars for people.
You open up people's cars? If I lock my keys in my car right now, could you open it?
Yep, and I would charge you $50.
Well, date over.
Okay.
I think you're supposed to ask me those questions, too.
What do you do and how long have you been doing it?
I write the help content for a major online retailer. It's an internship.
No, not what do you do for fun. What do you do for a job?
Yeah, that's what I do for a job.
Oh.
But it's an internship and it's ending soon. Otherwise, I answer phone calls for said a major online retailer. And it's gross.
That sounds amazing. Good.
Good. Well done. Question number two. Where are you originally from?
I am originally from Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
I am originally from Fairmont, Minnesota. Question number three. Where did you go to school?
I went to school
I think they
from
mean
kindergarten
college.
To first grade. I was in A.D. Thomas. It doesn't say that. I'm answering the question. From second grade to sixth grade, I went to Heights Terrace Elementary. Seventh and eighth grade, I went to H.F. Greeby Junior High School. Ninth grade, I went to Hazleton Area Junior High School. 10th through 12th grade, I went to Hazleton Area Senior High School. And then I went to Penn State for a couple years. And then I went to Luzerne County Community College for a couple years. And then I went to Killeen Community College for a semester.
I think those were the ones that they wanted to know
about. That's all the
schooling. Because I know what the next question is.
Okay.
I guess I will answer all the schools I ever went to, too.
That's the question.
Actually, I count preschool.
Oh, I forgot about it. I went to Head Start. I don't remember preschool, but I know Head Start.
It's close enough. It's the preschool thing. For poor people, mostly. Oh. I went to Head Start, and then I went to ECFE,
which is
Early Childhood Family Education.
Oh, that sounds
fun. So, like, we'd go to class, then my mom would go to some other class that I don't know about.
To learn how to be a better mom.
I don't know what it was. I honestly have no idea what she did. I just know that she left, and then she came back. But that was preschool. And then I went to William Budd Elementary School, and then I went to...
Billy Budd?
William Budd.
Billy Budd?
William Budd.
Like the book Billy Budd?
No.
Okay.
Like the founder of Fairmont, William Budd.
Maybe it's the same guy. Ooh, I have a
message.
Not
the same guy. It's not the same guy.
Unboxing an arcade block with special guest Hydra Lord.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know him.
Cool. And then I went to Lincoln Elementary School for 3rd and 4th grade. And then I went to Fairmont Middle School for 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. And then I went to Fairmont High School for 8th grade. And then I went to... 8th grade in the first half of 8th grade. And then 9th grade, I went to Fairmont Junior High School for a half a year. And then I went to Fairmont High School again for the next 4.5 years.
Top three schools you went to?
Top three schools I went to. I wasn't finished yet with all my schools.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Then after high school, I went to Concordia College for 2 years. And then I went to Minnesota State University Moorhead for 4 years.
And then?
That was it.
No, there was one more after that.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, I tried to go to grad school. At UND.
And we moved to
University of North Dakota.
We moved to Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Forget about that a lot.
We could have went to Ohio.
We could have. I think we're better off here.
We would have had different experiences.
We would have not had our cool friends, though.
We would have had different friends.
Yeah.
Or no friends.
But
probably
I like
no
our
friends.
Cool friends. Maybe they would have just, like, some Schrodinger's cat sort of thing. Like, they would have just existed there instead.
No, it would have been entirely
the same
different.
Friends. No, I don't think so.
I don't know if they'd even have a good game store.
They probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't be playing Magic.
Yeah, be terrible. Be terrible life. I'm glad we stayed here. Number four, what was your major?
My major?
Yeah, like in college.
Oh, I...
You're shaking your head. I mean, you did go to college,
okay,
so you had a major.
I went for... What was it? I wanted to be like film. I wanted to do film right away.
Okay.
But that didn't work out because I wasn't very good at college.
Sure.
And then
I wasn't good at college either, so I was there for 6 years.
And then I went for whatever after that. Mm-hmm. And then I went for accounting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. I went for music and then psychology and then Spanish and then physics is where I ended up. Where exactly do you live in Grand Forks?
I live in the apartment with you.
Oh, yeah, that's where I live too. Oh, that's so crazy. All right, so that was phase one. That was the first 10 minutes, it says.
No, that was... Okay, I guess that was
it says phase one, the first 10 minutes. Phase two, after the first drink arrives.
Okay.
Now that you've gotten the primers out of the way, it's time to get a tad more specific. Questions over the first drink should be an equal mix of inquisitive and casual, and should allow you to start gauging his true personality.
Tell me, what are you drinking?
I am drinking water.
Me too.
Exciting.
Because my wife doesn't like when I drink alcohol.
What? Here we go. Here's the question you tried to answer earlier. What do you like to do when you're not working?
I don't like anything.
I don't think that's true.
I like to do a podcast with my wife.
Listen, I know that you're trying to be ornery, and I think I asked you not to earlier. No, that's what I like to do.
I like to.
There's other stuff you like to do.
I like to.
You don't need to suck up to me right now.
What? I'm just telling my date that I like to do a podcast with my wife.
Your date is your wife. Come on.
Oh, I thought this was a fake first date.
You know what's happening here. Please.
Okay. I like to play Magic. And video games.
Okay.
And
okay.
Catch Pokemon.
Okay.
And play games on my phone.
I like to play The Sims and look at Reddit. Tapped out.
I have a lot of other things I could tell you about.
Yeah. I mean, you need to check on the spaghetti sauce in this restaurant.
Oh. We have to check on the spaghetti sauce.
Why? Because I turned on the wrong burner.
So it's not cooking yet?
No, it's not. But that's why I could smell the cast iron skillet getting really hot. Because it was.
Are you just cooking something in there now?
No.
Ooh, I have a message.
I'm just gonna pour some oil in to re-season what I've just turned
off. So get your snack.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that'll be our drinks.
Okay.
Because we're having drinks at the restaurant.
Yeah, at this restaurant. At this very real restaurant.
I'm drinking coffee at the restaurant.
You still got coffee?
Mm-hmm. It's Monday, and everyone knows what that means. It means that it's buy coffee, get a coffee half off.
Uh-huh. Everyone does know what that means. As we've been alerted by my sister, we've mentioned that before on the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I said everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Every Monday at the coffee... I think they should pay us for this advertisement.
I think they should, too, honestly.
This should be a paid advertisement.
They don't pay us. Oh, there's all kinds of smoke in our kitchen now.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you just put hot oil in the cast iron skillet?
Yes. Yes, I did. I put oil in the hot cast iron skillet, but semantics.
Okay. So our spaghetti is going to be cooking now, and yeah. It'll be ready sooner than... I mean, it was only going for like half an hour without being cooking.
Yeah, it's fine. It was only like 15 minutes.
All right, so get your thing ready. We only got 15 minutes left in our podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a thing.
So we're doing this is a short one.
We're going to have to talk about stuff. Weren't you talking about coffee?
I just said I was having coffee.
No, you were talking about the buy one whatever.
Yeah, it's buy one, get one. Coffee.
Yeah, but what kind of coffee did you get?
I got butternuts.
Do you think a butternut is a real thing?
Butternut squash.
Like, is it a real thing, though?
Beech nut, gum. Butternut, no, I don't know. Butternut is a type of squash. Because butter is made of milk, and milk does not have nuts.
Right, but what I'm saying is
But they do have nut milk, that's a thing.
I don't think that butternut... I don't think that flavor comes from the squash.
Or is it nut butter?
I don't know. My life is a lie.
I like nut butter better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because right. You can make like peanut butter.
Right.
Or hazelnut butter.
Right.
But you can also have almond milk.
Okay.
If you take almond milk and mix it up, does it turn into almond butter?
I doubt it.
It's not real milk though. It's like
I also don't think almond butter is a thing.
Almond butter's a thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess like peanut butter. I was thinking, no, it doesn't. That's not how it works.
I think if you take almond milk and mix it up, it'll turn into almond butter.
I don't know that there's fat in almond milk, like, at all, is there?
You're not going to dump it on these playmats, are you?
I wasn't dumping anything anywhere.
Okay.
I was opening it.
Tell me all about it. Tell me the instructions.
Well, you can move the playmat.
Do it.
I'm going to. You're going to have to move the microphone.
Do it. Turn. I'll hold it. Put it right back where it was.
All right, so what we are having today for a snack, and by we, I mean me, because I bought it.
I get to taste it, though, right?
Yeah, you get to taste it.
I get to taste it.
Is a Shin-Chan, some kind of Shin-Chan drink. Crayon Shin-Chan, if you're not familiar with it, is a like an anime from the early 90s that has since been translated. I think maybe rebooted, I'm not sure.
It's a science drink.
The translation on the label is called Heart Shin-Chan Jiken Drink Dazo 6. So, distributed by AsianFoodGrocer.com.
Gross.
So the thing about this that's going to be a bit of trouble is that we don't speak Japanese, and the instructions are only in Japanese. So we're just going to have to take a guess. So step one seems to be fill up this little thing with water.
Hold on. I'm going to do a periscope.
Oh, you're going to periscope? But there's not enough light. Let me turn the other light on. It'd be terrible lighting. Whew. Smells like burning oil in here.
Yeah, it does.
Who would do that?
What are you seeing now?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to describe it.
Holly.
Don't put my name on it, please.
Making stuff.
No, you should really be more specific.
Making fizz drink.
No.
Making
Japanese in there.
Japanese.
Or Shin-chan, something like that.
Shin-chan candy drink?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, we're live. Hello, everybody.
Live.
Hello, everybody that's not here.
Yeah, there's probably no viewers.
Oh, there's one person. Hello, one person.
Oh, hi, one person. How do people find you after, like, 6 seconds?
We're making, I don't know, it's just like a new one that pops up. I can move these magic cards out of the way. Hold on.
You should do that.
All right.
A lot of magic cards.
You're right here.
Okay.
Okay, we're, Holly's getting something. I don't know what she's doing, but we're going to...
I'm starting our spaghetti sauce, actually.
We're making spaghetti. But she's going to, she needs water in that, right?
I do need water in this.
She's going to get water for that, and then we're going to dump stuff in there and see what happens to it.
Yeah.
Let me get the package for it. So if you can speak Japanese, you know exactly what this says. If you can't speak Japanese, then you don't know at all what it says, because I don't know. I can't translate it. I don't speak Japanese. It's supposed to come with a bottle, which is over there.
No.
See it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It comes with some packages of things.
I'm closer.
I'm closer. And then you need a watering cup.
So we have this cool like flask thing that it came with. Where did you put the instructions? I need those.
You can't even read it. It's in Japanese.
I still need them though.
You don't
tell
speak
me what to
Japanese.
Do. No, but there's pictures. Okay.
We're recording the podcast.
Put in a straw. Yes, we are recording the podcast.
It's your
right
sister.
Now. I figured. Okay. So step one is Japan words, and also pour this water in up to, there's a line on the back.
So okay. So anybody who's watching who wants to listen to our podcast, you can. It's Adam and Holly are awesome. This is part of the podcast.
It's ahapodcast.com. You can also get to it from madolaf.podbean.com.
Yeah. Okay. Or you can just go to iTunes and search for AHA. It's Adam and Holly are awesome.
Oh yeah, we do show up on iTunes now. I keep forgetting about that.
AHA.
Okay.
With four A's and an H in the middle.
Four A's. All right, so step one was that. Step two is put in the purple one.
Do the purple one. Something's going to happen.
Do you have like a scissors handy?
I am holding
there's like a little notch.
A little notch in it.
Put in a notch.
Ooh, my eyes are burning.
Let's put the purple one in. I don't know if it says to stir.
Does it come with a stir stick?
If they come in with a straw, I think I'm going to stir it.
It's purple.
It's
become
purple.
It's all not
it's
dissolved.
It's not particularly... Yeah, I know, so I'm going to start with the straw. It's not particularly fizzy like I thought it would be.
Not yet.
We don't even know if it's supposed to fizz. It doesn't say anything about fizzing on here. My guess is it's going to like change weird colors or something.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that just looks super appetizing. I think I should use warmer.
It's out of the way.
Well, then move it. Because I need to be able to see the bottom.
There you go. We're stirring it up.
I think the thing that is the problem is I used cold water. It didn't say either way whether you used warm water or not.
It might say warm water in there.
Right. But it didn't, like, show a temperature or anything.
So
it's not... It's just not dissolving,
really.
It's kind
of purple and not dissolving.
It's just...
Just fine.
Sitting in the bottom. No, I'm going to keep stirring. Have you ever watched, like, a Japanese video where they, like, make food and stuff? They do this forever. They stir forever.
Maybe that's why it's not.
Because they're counting on the Japanese impulse to just continue to stir until it goes.
Ever.
They have such patience. Okay. We're getting there.
I like your shirt.
Thanks. Someone bought it for me some years ago on the internet.
Hey, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Come on. Finish stirring. All right, I have a feeling I'm going to have to stir with the red one, too, so.
Oh, that's real purple now.
It's super purple. It got really purple.
It is very purple. It's like purple treating.
That's what you used to tell me I was doing when I had purple hair.
You're purple treating.
Okay. Okay. Well, that one's done.
No, you can't taste it yet.
Ooh. Ooh, I already have.
Don't.
I already have.
Too late. All right. Tastes familiar. This is where the magic happens.
There's some sort of magic that happens here. Because on the instructions, it says... You want to tip that down?
So no, they can see it.
You can see it? Okay, it says like, water, purple thing, red thing.
Question mark.
Interrobang?
Interrobang? Something's going to happen.
And then Shin-Chan with his arms crossed and his dog. I feel like probably somebody in the internet has translated this.
Yeah, well, we're doing it now. For any new watchers, you can find this on our podcast.
You don't have to, though.
You can't. You yeah, but we have.
I know you like to plug our podcast, but someday we'll have 10 listeners.
Well, yeah, but if they don't know about it, they won't.
I know.
To
I
it.
Just. I don't know. I think. I don't know if it's like a female thing, but I always feel like self-conscious
about
plugging my own stuff.
Well, you have to, or else nobody will know about it.
I know that. I know.
Thank you for the two hearts, orange person.
Who's orange?
I don't know.
You can swipe to see.
I'm not
going to
do that.
Now, the thing about the red packet is, I don't know, was the purple packet, was it purple when I put it in? Like, were the granules purple?
It was purple. I don't know.
Okay. The granules
right.
here are
this
white.
This is it. This is where it's happening. It's white granules.
White granules,
going
red
into purple.
Packet.
What happens? Does it explode?
It just changes flavor or something.
If this explodes, call the police.
Okay, there's no exploding, but it is changing color.
Oh, is it fizzing?
No, but it is changing color.
It's getting pinker.
I think this is like, there's a Kool-Aid
bleach?
Color changing thing, right? There's like a Kool-Aid color changing thing.
Oh man, look at it. It just, it's going to turn clear.
Oh, it
clear.
Is fizzy. It is fizzing. A little
yeah,
bit at least.
Drink it.
No, I can't drink it. There's a little kind of powder in it. The whole bottom is
oh,
just
man,
powder.
Oh man, it turned pink.
It did, it turned pink. That's
everybody's
cool.
going berserk.
Everybody? Both
everybody.
People?
Now there's five people watching.
We got five watchers. What the
yeah.
heck? Remember that time that we...
Everybody loves it.
Okay, I'm
thank
gonna,
you, everybody.
Before the fizz goes away, try to drink some of it.
I know. It's crazy. Look how pink it is.
It tastes different than it did before, too.
Let me taste it. I don't know what it tasted
I
like before.
It tasted...
Give me, give me.
It tasted like...
Give me. I want this
gross
straw.
Candy. No, dude. No straw. I'm going to keep stirring it.
Though. Oh, my.
It tasted worse than that before.
No, that's good. It's just very sugar.
It is super sugary.
That is so much sugar.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. I'm pretty sure both of those packets were mostly sugar. And a little bleach.
Hold on. Show the interrobang again. That's important.
Oh, the interrobang?
That's for context. Who knows?
Who even knows?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen?
It we know
turned,
now.
It's turned like a brilliant pink. Kool-Aid has a thing like this. Where, like, the powder is one color.
This
and
person
then you add
has the hearts of your fingernail color. It's like green, like your fingernails.
I'm going to repaint that, though.
Yeah, because you cut it off.
I accidentally... So I was
that's
chopping...
so many hearts of nail color.
I was chopping onions, and I sliced my nail polish off. Like, not my nail, but, like, just the polish. You probably can't see. It won't focus, I'm
yeah,
sure.
It's there. You can see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just, like, just the polish. It's very weird. All right.
All right, we got 3 minutes left of
I
our
think,
podcast.
I think I finished stirring. I think the stuff's off the bottom, so...
You can do cool science experiments at home, Harley. Just look it up.
Oh. It just tastes like very sugary strawberry Kool-Aid. Mm. This is a different flavor than I had before, though. I should have tasted it. I should have had you taste it after the first one.
Yeah, you guys, if you want to do science at home, just Google, like, at-home science experiments that are not dangerous.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff you can
yeah.
do. You can, like, turn pennies cool colors.
Yeah, you could, like, shine up pennies real good.
I'm not sure I'm going to finish drinking this, to be honest.
I'll help you out. Okay, we're gonna sign off because we have to
sugary.
Finish our podcast here.
We do have to finish our podcast.
We have 2 minutes left in our podcast, and this is most of it's just on video, so that's going to be exciting for people listening.
Podcast listeners, the video will be live for 24 hours after he finishes periscoping. Yep. So if you listen to this on Tuesday before 7:45 p.m., you'll be able to see it.
And if you want to listen to the podcast, if you haven't heard yet, it's AHA Podcast.
A-A... H-A-A.
Yeah, four A's and an H in the middle. Adam and Holly are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's
cool.
It.
Cool, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching and listen to our podcast.
Bye. Here, let me finish that. Did you choose to save it?
I don't know how to save it.
Okay, just hand me the phone before you do anything.
We had 15 unique viewers.
I'm going to save it to the camera roll just in case.
It's good. It's very sugar.
It's so sugary. Okay. Yes.
All right, podcast.
So it
listeners.
Is replayable. It is replayable.
So we have it for 24 hours.
So it fizzed a little bit. I think I would have preferred it if the second thing had just been like a fizz thing that was just fizzed enough to go like up the neck.
Mm-hmm.
The neck of the thing.
All right. So this is it. That was our short podcast today.
It's a little too late to warn now, but people probably should have like stopped the podcast, gone and watched the Periscope and came back. Otherwise, they're going to listen to the podcast and hear the exact same thing on Periscope.
But then they'll get to see it.
Hold on, where was our last hard-hitting question?
Oh, I don't know.
I had a hard-hitting question. Where were the...
If you were in the human centipede...
Oh, no.
Which, who would be the front?
Who?
It's me. The answer is always me.
The answer is always me. If you were... Here was the next question. Are you more of a TV person or do you prefer movies?
That is an excellent question. Let me get back to you on that.
Let me find the very last question. I imagine that that
so
is...
So I do like movies, but I also like TV.
Here's the last question. What are we doing after this?
You know what we're doing. We're recording a podcast.
The last question that's not like, what else are you doing tonight is, when's your birthday? Ooh, this is relevant. Our birthdays are coming up.
When is your birthday?
When is your birthday?
My birthday is...
don't lie.
April 4th.
Nope, that's a lie. That's my birthday.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is April 4th.
Wrong.
My fake birthday is May 10th.
You have the same birthday as me. That's crazy. We're probably twins.
No, I already have a twin. I have a different twin.
We're probably... Oh, wait. So there's two girls...
And one cup.
No. Oh, no. No, there's two girls who are sisters.
Uh-huh.
They were born on the same day. They have the same parents, but they're not twins.
Different years.
No.
They're born in different
years. Same year.
Same day. Same parents. Same year. Not twins.
Mm-hmm.
Is one adopted?
Nope.
That's not a real thing.
It is. They're triplets.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hold on. I win the trophy.
You don't win anything. Oh, God, the gummy trophy. So don't eat it. Please don't eat it. I think
gonna.
I, like, dusted it
I'm
last
gonna,
week.
I'm
don't
eat
it.
It'll stay there. It's been there for a couple weeks now.
It has, though. All right, I'm going to find a good rich person joke, and we can sign off on that. A recent survey shows that at least 80% of rich people, of divorces among rich people, are due to illness.
Oh.
They get sick of each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that one as a closer. Let me find a better one.
No, but that's just true. Rich people get sick of each other because they just like, they're like, ugh. You're so rich. I hate it. I hate it. For those
what do they call a rich person who sits in a tree?
Branch manager.
Branch manager.
Take that, bitches.
Wow, that was...
All right, peace out.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.